This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I mean, look, you want to ignore the deeper-rooted issues? That's fine. And just focus on this year. And you know, it's well within your right as a fan, whatever you feel like you want to do. You want to get mad because they lost to the Marlins or because they're behind the Red Sox now, the Yankees in third place in the American League East? I'm not going there. Only because I still trust, I know it's like they keep getting worse and worse and worse, and you don't want that to happen where they're going backwards, but they're a start away from Max Fried tonight and a return from Aaron Judge this Tuesday in Texas. Judge comes back tomorrow, at least he's expected to come back tomorrow, from, you know, they win a couple of games here and everything looks great all of a sudden. You look at the wild card and you're not worried about missing the postseason. Yanks right now are in second place in the wild card race. They have a half game lead over the Mariners, who were the third team there, and the team that they're playing tonight, Texas, is two games back. So it is an important series as far as the standings go. We know that. Like, that's obvious. The Guardians are thought to be dead and sellers, and they're right there, three games back. Can I take the Rangers, Guardians, Royals, Rays? Do I really take them seriously as far as chasing down the Yankees to make them miss the postseason? Because it's not about Boston. It's not about Seattle. It's about if the Yankees were to miss the postseason, it would be due to Texas, Cleveland, Kansas City. Come on, man. I'm sorry. Like, maybe Texas could be a threat with their pitching. Maybe. But as in comparison to the Yankees, even with the Yankees' issues, and everybody keeps harping on, well, the Marlins, oh, getting swept by the Marlins. It's not like the Marlins are some awful team. The Marlins, and I know this is new now, the Marlins have been playing much better baseball as of late. They finally got to 500 yesterday, but they're just 7.5 games back. Like the Atlanta Braves earlier in the year, oh no, the Braves, this Braves, that. Braves have been long buried. The Marlins are not. If you want to make it a three-team race in the National League East, the Marlins would be the third team. So let's not make it like the Marlins are, you know, chopped liver in baseball and the Yankees should be that embarrassed. It was a brutal loss Friday. You know, you scored a bunch of runs. You lost in a game you just felt was going to happen. None of the relievers could get anybody out. Bad defense as well. Okay, it happens. And over the rest of the weekend, you just got beat. You got beat by better pitching, beat by better hitting, whatever you want to say, you just got beat. It happens. The Yankees have had this happen before to far lesser teams. They're going to bounce back from that. I fully believe they'll bounce back. There'll be a playoff. I think they're going to win the division still. 50 games to go, and they have a soft schedule, and once Judge comes back, things could look drastically different. Now, I do worry about that rotation. I mean, that would be the concern with me about the starting rotation. It's hard to win a lot of games when your rotation is as bad as it is. And if Luis Gil is going to do what he did yesterday, Yanks are in big trouble. Because the whole talking about was, oh, well, Gil's coming back. They don't need to start. You know, for those who were bowing down to the greatness of Brian Cashman at the deadline, and I was not one of them, remember, I said, yeah, the Yankees did fine. They got a bullpen. They needed to do that bare minimum. They didn't go over the top. So for those who were bowing down to Brian Cashman, well, it was a lot of that was relying on Luis Gil coming back. And again, it's just one start. He's working his way back in, but guy hasn't thrown a pitch this year prior to yesterday. So now that Gil's back and you saw that, I mean, they're going to need Gil, Schlittler. All of a sudden, these guys are big factors in the final 50 games here to make sure they secure a playoff spot. I think ultimately they will, but I just fear that the deeper issues, the culture issues, the lack of accountability, those are things that I just fundamentally can't get behind in believing in a team. As much as the Yankees offense can put the fear of God in you, as much as Max Fried is a beast, a legit ace, as much as that bullpen should be one of the best bullpens in baseball once it, you know, gets straightened out here as these guys get settled in, I still don't fundamentally believe in the way the Yankees operate and the way that they execute on the field. And that's been my mindset for years. I didn't think they were good enough to go to the World Series last year. And I do chalk it up to, well, they played Kansas City and Cleveland, who stink. But still, they got there, can't take it away from them. But I think that's more the aberration than the norm with the Yankees, especially the way that they do things here. Lawrence is in Oklahoma City. What's up, Lawrence?
Hey, thanks for talking to me today.
What's up?
With the Yankees, it's like the bar is always set with them winning a World Series. And like whether that is fair or not, that's where the bar is set. And for multiple years, short of last year making the World Series, it hasn't been accomplished. And then at the end of the year last year, the whole narrative around the Yankees is that they're a sloppy team. And to not address that and to have it get worse this season, it stinks from the head, like you said. I want to blame Boone, but Boone is a pawn. So it stinks from the head. Well, it's a culture issue.
But think about it, Lawrence. They said they knew that they had issues with that last year, and they changed players. They brought in a bunch of different players, and it's still happening. So how can anybody think, like, it's not an individual player thing? A lot of this blame was on Gleyber Torres, even Juan Soto. Oh, Soto's not good on the bases. Soto's not good in right field. And look at what he's done with the Mets, by the way, on the bases. Oh, he's not good. I thought a lot of that was overblown. Is he great out there? No, but he's fine. Like, he's not the problem. He's as headsy a baseball player as there is. He's got a very high IQ, baseball IQ. So Soto, Gleyber, oh, those guys are out of here. Yanks should be better. And it's gotten worse. How's that? What happened to Anthony Volpe?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Austin Wells, Jazz, Dominguez. These are the guys that have had these absurd mental breakdowns or mistakes. And what's the common theme? None of them have been held accountable since they've been here. Joey Clams is in Brooklyn. What's up, Joey Clams?
Hey, Sally boy. How you doing, man?
Good. What's up, Joey?
Listen, it does start with Hal Steinbrenner. This is his thing. And he let Cashman put the meat hooks in this organization and tear it apart when he said lefties were going to be won't be in baseball because of the shift. He went with an all-righty softball DH team. People underestimate how important it is to have a coaching staff. This coaching staff has been terrible for years, especially on the bases. It's not just this week, last week. It's every year there's a problem running the bases and problem with the coaching. You got to get coaches in that dugout that played the game. Even if they weren't Yankees, you got to get coaches that played the game. Who's listening to these guys? These guys are ham and eggs in there. You got to get coaches that played the game, who've been through it, who've been through the wars, who've been through situations. He needs a guy next to him to help him. There's no way after those two guys vomiting on the mound on Friday night, somebody should say to Aaron, listen, let's go get our guy in there. Let's get the hell out of here. This ain't working. And maybe the plane ride and the phone calls or who's walking my dog, who's taking my apartment, who's packing my luggage. You have to get coaches in there that play the game. You need a police in there.
Yeah,
you need somebody.
But Boone
you need coaches in there.
Joey,
yes,
but Boone.
That's how it worked all the time.
That's how it worked all the time. That's not true.
Look
you don't.
Back, that's how it
Joey,
worked.
Joey, stop talking. Joey. Good God. I'm in a good mood. I'm trying to calm down today. Can you have a conversation? I'm trying to interrupt the conversation. I mean, geez, let me have a word. Good God. Joey, calm down. You don't need high-profile coaches or managers. By the way, Boone played at a high level. So it's not that they don't have coaches that weren't great players. That's not it. It's that they don't hold guys accountable. Trying to take it easy today. I didn't go nuts. I didn't start yelling and screaming. And Joey can't let me get a word in. Good God, Joey Clams. Come on. I heard you. I heard what you have to say. I disagree with it. Sometimes the biggest names are the worst coaches. Oh, Magic Johnson, yeah, he's going to be a great head coach. No, not really. Or great players, whatever you want to be. It's happened many times before. Great players aren't necessarily great coaches. So you don't need a high-profile first base coach or third base coach. That's not the issue. The issue is the lack of accountability. The issue is when somebody, whoever it may be, tells a player to do something and they don't do it, what happens? The answer is nothing. And that's the problem. Regardless of if a Hall of Famer says it to him or a guy that never got to the big league says it to him. If nothing's going to happen if they don't listen, that's the problem.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.